The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey, Friday BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the last day of August. August 31st, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. We now know the date. The date, September 12th. The event, gather around. The company, Apple. The stuff? Yeah, probably iPhones. Yeah, that is the official date now, September 12th, starting at 10 a.m., and will be held at the Steve Jobs Theater. Of course, this is the event we should be seeing those three iPhones we keep hearing about, and we should be seeing that new upgraded A12 processor, too. Other things we might be seeing, a bigger watch, of course, and some possibly new iPad Pro models. Of course, this is all speculation now. We do hope that maybe there'll be a little bit more juicy stuff on top of what we already know, but like stuff in the past, it really hasn't went that way. Still, though, it is at the Steve Jobs Theater, so maybe there'll be a little bit of luck in the end. Security. Yeah, very important nowadays, isn't it? Now, I know you don't really normally probably think of Google saying, oh, wait, Google's going to protect my security, but this thing actually might help. How will they help? Well, with a new security key device. Yeah, the same ones that Google staffers use to protect their online security, well, now it can be yours, as long as you got $50 in your pocket. Now, we all know traditional two-step verification works by using SMS codes, or there's also the authenticator apps. But Google's Titan Security Key, yes, that's what it's called, apparently will offer stronger security by requiring users to have the key with them, of course, at all times in order to sign in on the account. Now, as ain't nothing new, these things have been around for quite some time. But it is nice to see Google offering one, if anything, just trying to make it look like they're trying to keep us a little bit more secure. We just gotta pay for it. So if you've been kind of looking and drooling over Apple's AirPods thinking, you know what, this may be a good idea. Maybe I need to pick up some of these, but they're just so damn expensive. Well, we've got another competitor in the game now by the name of Sennheiser. Yeah. Those of you not familiar, which I'm sure most of you are, Sennheiser, yeah, they make some pretty good headphones out there. And these should also fit in the same category. And they're called the Momentum Earbuds. As you probably expected, they are Bluetooth enabled. And they are touch sensitive too, meaning that if you want to use them with your iPhone, yep, you can say, hey Siri, and she'll respond. They also work with Google Assistant, too, and are supposed to last up to 12 hours on one charge. Sounds pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, you might want to gander back over to the Apple section over those AirPods, because these things, £299. Now, if you haven't fainted already over the price, they'll be out in November. And finally, hey, speaking of Google Assistant, Google AI has just gotten a little bit better of understanding things. And what I mean by that, yep, it's become bilingual. Yeah, that's right. Now, if you ask Google's Assistant a question, it will automatically recognize what language you're speaking, and then will respond in that language, as long as your language is supported, of course. Meaning now, you're not going to have to dig into the settings and pick the language anymore. Nope, it's going to know it right off the bat. Now, as far as the languages that are supported, it's going to be English, German, French, Spanish, Italian, and Japanese currently. But Google says they will be adding more languages in the very near future. So if you're not covered now, you probably will be. Ah, an AI assistant now that's multilingual on the fly. So how do you feel about that, Siri?
I really couldn't say.
That's kind of what I thought. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by TSO Host. Don't forget, get web hosting through TSO Host right now and get yourself one heck of a deal. When you're at the checkout, enter that code of BTN30, get 30% off your order. Take advantage of it right now, tsohost.com. Also, check out British Tech on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, always chatting it up and having fun over there at our Slack room. Come join us. We'd love to have you. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at you on Monday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself one hell of a great Friday and an awesome weekend ahead. And thank you so much for listening.